March 3, the throne of grace, encircled by a rainbow. Behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne, and there was a rainbow round about the throne. Revelation 4, 2 and 3. The rainbow of promise encircling the throne on high is an everlasting testimony that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. It testifies to the universe that God will never forsake his people in their struggle with evil. It is an assurance to us of strength and protection as long as the throne itself shall endure. As the bow in the cloud is formed by the union of the sunlight and the shower, so the rainbow encircling the throne represents the combined power of mercy and justice. It is not justice alone that is to be maintained, for this would eclipse the glory of the rainbow of promise above the throne. Man could see only the penalty of the law. Were there no justice, no penalty, there would be no stability to the government of God. It is the mingling of judgment and mercy that makes salvation full and complete. It is the blending of the two that leads us, as we view the world's Redeemer and the law of Jehovah, to exclaim, "Thy gentleness hath made me great," 2 Samuel 22:36. We know that the gospel is a perfect and complete system, revealing the immutability of the law of God. Mercy invites us to enter through the gates into the city of God, and justice is sacrificed to accord to every obedient soul full privileges as a member of the royal family, a child of the heavenly King. By faith, let us look upon the rainbow round about the throne, the cloud of sins confessed behind it. The rainbow of promise is an assurance to every humble, contrite, believing soul that his life is one with Christ and that Christ is one with God. The wrath of God will not fall upon one soul that seeks refuge in him. God himself has declared, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you. The bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant." Exodus 12:13 and Genesis 9:16.